In Washington, confirmation hearings on the Reagan cabinet nominees continued all week. Secretary of State-designate Alexander Haig was back before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes questioned him about Watergate and his role in the Nixon White House.
What I'm asking you is for some indication of your value judgment of what took
place.
Well,
I think I've answered the question completely. Do you think I'm going to endorse what was done? In no way. On either side. And I want to be sure that balance is kept. And nobody has a monopoly on virtue. Not even you, Senator.
Haig commented on the Watergate era.
Mistakes were made. Clearly they were made. No one has discounted the fact that they were made. I didn't make them. I wasn't there when they were made. I had to inherit the situation and the consequences of those mistakes and to do my best to keep the country on an even keel.
Some Republicans had charged that the Democrats on the Foreign Relations Committee were indulging in an orgy of Watergate at the Haig hearings. That made Democratic Ohio Senator John Glenn angry.
Horse feathers. That's not what we're trying to do. This is no orgy of Watergate. We're talking about a man that's going to be the foreign policy of the United States, and I want him to go into that job as clear as he can go into it.
And Glenn said Haig's background is a plus.
General Haig's military background, to me, rather than being a discouragement, is an encouragement, because I think those who have known tough combat are the least likely to put their finger on the nuclear trigger and pull it, or to be willing to embark frivolously upon paths which might lead us into military conflict.
The committee voted to approve the Haig nomination, but they will also continue their efforts to get some of the Watergate tapes to try to make certain of Haig's role in that period.